If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
A very good morning to you all. Loads more comments as well. I only got to some of them with regards to potholes, but just to read some of the ones that came in via Facebook, and check it out actually, we're Clare FM on Facebook, you'll find us very easily. But the reason I'm encouraging you to check it out and to check out this post in particular is some people have put up photographs of craters, for the want of a better term, and indeed that's the term that Carol is using in her comment. She reckons there's not one pothole around Dublin City, but the roads in the country have these holes are craters, and we have to pay road tax. It's an utter disgrace, she says. The roadway from the cemetery to the crematorium in Shannon is woeful, gives a bad impression to anybody coming there. Please, the council, do something about it, says another texter. Small roads in Dysart O'D are badly damaged due to heavy rainfall. It's very dangerous, according to our commenter this morning, with huge holes in the roads, a huge risk for our drivers. Where is the car tax money going? Somebody in S Diamond telling me of a pothole that's 8 to 10 inches deep. You get beached in that. And Raymond is in, well, I presume he's in Kilmehill. He says from Kilmehill to Hayes Crossing, the Glenmore Road is in a bad state. There's now that there have been works going on in that area as well. But he says that some of the problems are getting worse. Keep your comments coming to us there. And a reminder as well, you can text us too on 086 1800 964. That's 086 1800 964. Now, throughout this week, we're going to take a look at an issue that has caused considerable concern for many of our listeners in recent times. This is the topic of young people engaging in antisocial behaviour and in criminality, and fears that not enough is being done by authorities. Our own Morning Focus producer, Fiona McGarry, has been taking an in-depth look at this and looking at what happens when someone involved in crime is under the age of 18, and she joins us once more in studio now. So you've been working on this for some time, Fiona.
Yes, Gavin, we've been putting this together for some time, but I suppose it's particularly topical in light of interviews that you conducted yourself at the start of the month about a number of incidents in Shannon. Mm. Now, I suppose it's important to say from the outset that we're not looking at any of the specific cases highlighted, but at some of the wider issues that our listeners brought to us on foot of those reports. We did receive a huge number of calls, Gavin, and one of the things that struck us was the fact that people are very concerned about under 18-year-olds being involved in crime. We had calls for parents to get a better handle on where their kids are going at night and who they're spending their time with. There was also a lot of concern raised because some of these offenders were under 18, or the alleged offenders were under 18, and people believe the authorities were very limited in what they could actually do in terms of justice.
And that's what you've been trying to find out. What is being done? Who's doing it and how's it going? You've been speaking with some of those involved in juvenile justice, as well as indeed as young offenders and also their parents too.
Yeah, we've spoken to a number of people in the county, and many of those I've spoken to, Gavin, are involved in what's called the Garda Youth Diversion Programme. Now, listeners may or may not have any familiarity, but the aim of that programme is to keep young offenders, insofar as possible, out of the courts so that they don't end up with a criminal record, and then to keep them out of further offending and away from a life of crime, potentially. Now, under the law, those who are aged under 18 years who've been involved in a crime, they've got to be considered, first of all, Gavin, for a caution as an alternative to going to court. And the aim there is to avoid criminalising young people, because as we know, if somebody does receive a conviction at a young age, their further prospects in life are severely damaged by that. Now, the decision as to whether to actually go to the courts, because in some cases the offences are very serious and a caution isn't suitable, or to issue a caution, that's made by a superintendent at the Irish Youth Justice Service, which is now part of the Department of Children and Youth Affairs. Now, very interestingly, Gavin, it is important, I suppose, to highlight the children over the age of 12 can be charged if there's enough evidence of a serious crime. Okay. And in certain very serious crimes, including murder, children are very likely to be charged. The latest report of the Irish Court Service shows that when children are charged, that's most likely to happen between the ages of 15 and 18. But in the first instance, generally, if the crime is of a less serious nature, they have to be considered first for a caution and given the opportunity to avoid court, to avoid a conviction and a possible criminal record.
Indeed. So later on in the week, we're going to hear from some of these young offenders who've been down this road already and have been through the project.
Yes, we will, Gavin. And Bronwyn was one of those. Bronwyn was given a caution and she was referred, now this is some years back, she was referred to the Youth Diversion Programme. We're going to hear her full story later this week, but here's a short clip. And you'll hear her say, Gavin, that because she was under 18 at the time she was involved in a crime, she didn't think there would be any penalty.
I was being bullied in school. The school didn't do anything about it. I took matters into my own hands with my older brother. Then I got involved in the wrong crowd, made me do the wrong things, and I ended up getting arrested. I was frightened in case my parents found out, but then I thought I was, you know, the big I am. Oh, I got arrested. They can't really do much to me. I'm under 18, but they could.
If you hadn't come in contact, Bronwyn, with the Youth Diversion Programme, do you ever think what your life might be like?
I'd be in prison.
And you have no hesitation saying that?
No. I probably would have ended up in Limerick Prison or something.
So that's part of Bronwyn's story.
Well,
Gavin, we'll hear more. It is very stark, and she's very honest about the experiences. And I suppose you will, when we hear her story, she does hold her hands up and admit her fault. And she's very grateful to the programme. She was referred, as we said, to the diversion programme in County Clare. And Trace Flannery, she's one of two juvenile liaison officers. Margaret Parcell is the other, Gavin. And here's Trace explaining how the youth diversion programme works.
When a young person gets involved in something come to the Garda attention, and say for example trespassing is very common, young people being in a school yard and maybe windows being broken, which is criminal damage, or just drinking or whatever, the Garda on duty would bring them home to their parents, and then when they come back to the station they'll create a youth referral. So that goes to the Garda Office of Children and Youth Affairs. Because their date of birth is under 18 years of age, it automatically creates a youth referral. So that youth referral goes to the Garda Office of Children and Youth Affairs. So the Garda Office of Children and Youth Affairs, the director there, we have a superintendent, Colette Quinn, and she makes a decision on what the outcome would be. There's an informal caution, formal caution, and restorative caution. So informal caution would be for a first-time offender or a not-too-serious offence. So if somebody has, if it's very serious, and if somebody has been, you know, this might be their first or second offence, they might receive a formal caution. And a formal caution, it entails a supervision for 12 months, and that supervision, for me, I refer them on to the Garda project. And restorative caution, then, if we're directed to carry out a formal restorative caution, we have to meet the victim and the young person, and hopefully they all have to agree to take part.
So, Trace, is there a typical scenario when somebody has offended? How do they arrive at your office?
So then I write out to the young person, parents of the young person, guardians, parents, and I invite them to the Garda station. So they usually come into the Garda station. Sometimes they don't, and I have to go looking for them. But I would prefer them to see that it is serious, and they're after getting a proper Garda letter with the Garda crest on it. And it is serious because it's an alternative to going to court, because there is evidence there that if they were over 18 years of age, they would be going to court. So when I meet them, it depends on their demeanour. I suppose it depends on how they accept responsibility. And as I said, the majority of them, I'll never ever see them again. I know that. And I see them in gainful employment, I suppose, down the road, some of them already. But so that's how. And then we make up our mind. We'd have maybe about 6 or 8 meetings with the Garda project during the year. There's other different outlets for them as well. We have Youth Reach, we have Lekela, but the Garda project has been here for so long, and it does, to say for example, young people involved in road offences, we would have a restorative outing for them, which would entail them working with the traffic corps, and the traffic corps member would deliver It Won't Happen to Me DVD, and we'd talk about different offences and show them a DVD in relation to statistics and stuff like that, you know, for young male drivers mostly.
Yes. So the project that runs here at Clare Youth Service, Trace, this is one project that's part of the wider programme.
It is, yeah, and it's such a good resource for me, because I could ring the parent and say, how's such one getting on, how's things, but when I refer somebody onto the Garda project, firstly we meet and we agree whether they're eligible for the programme or not, or the project or not, and they kind of devise a programme that would be suitable for that young person.
And it's fantastic, Trace, to see somebody having a role model
model, then something to aspire to. You mentioned also the idea of the restorative justice sessions, which you might facilitate or which might be facilitated through your office in the JLOs. How does that work?
Well, if in connection with the Garda project, if somebody's on the Garda programme and our director directs that we hold a restorative caution because there might be a victim who's not willing to agree to a caution for this young person. So I might have to go to meet the victim and, you know, discover or try to find out, you know, why are they not willing, you know, for some reason or other. You know, and I'll talk to them about holding a restorative caution. I'll meet them and I'll tell them about the young person and that they are willing to sit down and apologise. The young person naturally has to be very contrite and to, you know, be sorry for the offence they've and hurt they've caused to this person. And we have carried out a few restorative cautions, and sometimes the victim, all they want is sorry by the person. Say, for example, a burglary then as well, you know, people, especially an elderly person, they might feel that there's this guy with a balaclava and a crowbar that broke into their house. And then when they see this little young fella in front of them, and, you know, they get their power back again, and they kind of can see their own sons in him or a grandchild, and they, and the same with the young person, they see that this could have been their auntie, granny, or, and they you know, sometimes they've paid compensation that they've gathered themselves, and just for them to say sorry and to accept, you know, that they did cause hurt is very powerful. So it is.
And that's Trace Flannery. She's one of two juvenile liaison officers in the Clare Garda Division, and she was speaking with Clare FM's Fiona McGarry, giving us some background to this youth diversion programme and to some of the efforts that are continuing and have been ongoing for some time now to keep kids out of criminality. When we're back in a couple of minutes' time, we'll hear, well, just how many children are being supported by this programme, just how busy those Gardaí are.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your holiday. Barcelona, Rios and Toronto coming soon. Explore more on shannonairport.ie.